and has been then given representation by an accumulation of like impressions. Water within, water without, water in the beds in the form of dampness. Everything fluid and superfluid. That, for the purposes of the dream representation, the spelling is much less regarded than the sound of words, ought not surprise us when we remember that rhyme exercises similar privileges. The fact that language has at its disposal a great number of words which were originally intended in a picturesque and concrete sense, but are at present used in a faded abstract sense, has in other cases made it very easy for the dream to represent its thoughts. The dream need only restore to these words their full significance, or follow the evolution of their meaning a little way back. For example, a man dreams that his friend, who is struggling to get out of a very tight place, calls upon him to help him. The analysis shows that the tight place is a hole, and that the dream uses symbolically his very words to his friend, "Be careful or you'll get yourself into a hole." Another dreamer climbs upon a mountain from which he sees a very extraordinary broad view. He identifies himself with his brother, who is editing a review which deals with relations to the farthest east. It would be a separate undertaking to collect such methods of representation and to arrange them according to the principles on which they are based. Some of the representations are quite witty. They give the impression that they would have never been divined if the dreamer himself had not reported them. 1. A man dreams that he is asked for a name, which, however, he cannot recall. He himself explains that this means, "It does not occur to me in the dream." 2. A female patient relates a dream in which all the persons concerned were especially big. "That means," she adds, "that it must deal with an episode of my early childhood, for at that time all grown-up people naturally seemed to be immensely big." The transference into childhood is also expressed differently in other dreams by translating time into space. One sees the persons and scenes in question as if at a great distance, at the end of a long road, or as if looked at through the wrong end of the opera glass. 3. A man who in waking life shows an inclination to abstract and indefinite expressions, but who is otherwise endowed with wit enough, dreams in a certain connection that he is at a railway station while a train is coming in. But then the station platform approaches the train, which stands still, hence an absurd inversion of the real state of affairs. This detail is again nothing but an index to remind one that something else in the dream should be turned about. The analysis of the same dream brings back the recollection of a picture book in which men are represented standing on their heads and walking on their hands. 4. The same dreamer on another occasion relates a short dream which almost recalls the technique of a rebus. His uncle gives him a kiss in an automobile. He immediately adds the interpretation, which I should never have found. It means autoerotism. This might have been made as a joke in the waking state. The dream work often succeeds in representing very awkward material, such as proper names, by means of the forced utilization of very far-fetched references. In one of my dreams, the elder Brucker has given me a task. I compound a preparation and skim something from it which looks like crumpled tinfoil. More of this later on. The notion corresponding to this, which was not easy to find, is Staniel. And now I know that I have in mind the name of the author, Stanius, which was borne by a treatise on the nervous system of fishes, which I regarded with awe in my youthful years. The first scientific task which my teacher gave me was actually concerned with the nervous system of a fish, the Amoecoetes. Obviously, the latter name could never have been used in a picture puzzle. I shall not omit here to insert a dream having a curious content, which is also remarkable as a child's dream, and which is very easily explained by the analysis. A lady relates, "I can remember that when I was a child I repeatedly dreamed that the dear Lord had a pointed paper hat on his head. They used to make me wear such a hat at table very often, so that I might not be able to look at the plates of the other children and see how much they had received of a particular dish. Since I have learned that God is omniscient, the dream signifies that I know everything in spite of the hat which I am made to wear." Wherein the dream work consists and how it manages its material, the dream thoughts, can be shown in a very instructive manner from the numbers and calculations which occur in dreams. Moreover, numbers in dreams are regarded as of especial significance by superstition. I shall therefore give a few more examples of this kind from my own collection. 1. The following is taken from the dream of a lady shortly before the close of her treatment. She wants to pay for something or other. Her daughter takes 3 florins and 65 kreutzer from her pocketbook. But her mother says, "What are you doing? It only costs 21 kreutzer." This bit of dream was immediately intelligible to me without further explanation from my knowledge of the dreamer's circumstances. The lady was a foreigner who had provided for her daughter in an educational institution in Vienna, and who could continue my treatment as long as her daughter stayed in the city. In 3 weeks, the daughter's school year was to end, and with that the treatment also stopped. On the day before the dream, the principal of the institute had urged her to make up her mind to allow her child to remain with her for another year. She had then obviously worked out this suggestion to the conclusion that in this case she would be able to continue the treatment for 1 year more. Now, this is what the dream refers to, for a year is equal to 365 days. The 3 weeks that remain before the close of the school year and of the treatment are equivalent to 21 days, though the hours of treatment are not as many as that. The numerals, which in the dream thoughts referred to time, are given money values in the dream, not without also giving expression to a deeper meaning for time is money. 365 kreutzer, to be sure, are 3 florins and 65 kreutzer. The smallness of the sums which appear in the dream is a self-evident wish-fulfillment. The wish has reduced the cost of both the treatment and the year's instruction at the institution. 2. The numerals in another dream involve more complicated relations. A young lady, who, however, has already been married a number of years, learns that an acquaintance of hers of about her own age, Elsie L., has just become engaged. Thereupon she dreams, she is sitting in the theatre with her husband, and one side of the orchestra is quite unoccupied. Her husband tells her that Elsie L. and her husband had also wanted to go, but that they had been able to get nothing but poor seats, 3 for 1 florin and 50 kreutzer, and of course they could not take those. She thinks that they didn't lose much either. Where do the 1 florin and 50 kreutzer come from? From an occurrence of the previous day, which is really indifferent. The dreamer's sister-in-law had received 150 florins as a present from her husband, and had quickly got rid of them by buying some jewellery. Let us note that 150 florins is 100 times more than 1 florin and 50 kreutzer. Whence the 3 which stands before the theatre seats? There is only one association for this, namely that the bride is that many months, 3, younger than herself. Information concerning the significance of the feature that one side of the orchestra remains empty leads to the solution of the dream. This feature is an undisguised allusion to a little occurrence which has given her husband good